WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday. It's April 25th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zara Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got a rainy morning commute, but it'll dry out as we head towards the weekend. We now know why a Port Authority commissioner was forced out. Video of her berating cops after her daughter was pulled over. A police officer's been fired after speculating about picking people off with a rifle from atop a tower. Governor Murphy won't say how much his sweetheart deal with state workers will cost state taxpayers. In sports, Sixers move on, closing out the Heat. Jay Bruce's 10th inning homer lifts the Mets over the Cards, and the Yanks pummel the Twins again. Phils lose to Arizona. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow, it's definitely damp at this hour.
That's right, and we've got some steady rain on the way. A little bit to the west of New Jersey and a little bit about to come onshore around Cape May and Atlantic County. So it is going to be a soggy start to your day. I've kind of backed off the idea of truly heavy rain. I don't think flooding is going to be a problem here, but obviously roadways may be a little slippery and you'll have to flip on the windshield wipers. It'll be cloudy with a few showers into this afternoon and this evening, but we will start to dry out later today. High temperatures upper 50s to lower 60s. Final showers exit the state tonight, and clearing skies just before daybreak, lows around 50. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. A very nice day tomorrow, upper 60s to around 70, but rain returns to the forecast during the daytime hours on Friday. Right now, Perth Amboy 53, Manville 53, Carneys Point 56.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We told you there was speculation that a former Port Authority commissioner got a little terse with police after her daughter was pulled over in a traffic stop, and that's why Karen Turner was forced to resign. But now, after seeing the dash cam video of that incident, which happened on Easter, it is little wonder the Democratic lobbyist was bounced from her position. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Eric, we have new information this morning surrounding this run-in, as reports now say the Port Authority is considering eliminating badges for its non-police personnel that would have stopped Turner from flashing hers in this confrontation. But it's reasonable to think there still would have been a rant like this.
You may not tell me when to take my child. You may shut the up and not tell me when I may take my kid. Okay. I will be talking to the chief of police.
Please.
And I will be speaking to the mayor.
Turner is said to have resigned as soon as she became aware of the investigation. She was not charged with any crime, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thank you. And you can view that video for yourself. We'll caution you about the language used in it. It's at nj1015.com. Access it also on our free mobile app. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. You're going to need your rain gear today. Temperatures are starting out in the 50s. We have some light rain across much of the state now. Heavier rain is on the way. It'll be cloudy with showers this afternoon and this evening. Highs in the upper 50s to the low 60s. Showers will exit tonight. And it looks like we've got a really nice day on tap for tomorrow. What about the weekend? Dan will have more on that coming up in the minutes ahead. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. What is Governor Murphy's deal with the state's largest public employees union going to cost taxpayers? We don't know. He's not saying. We'll have the story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures in the 50s now. We've got some rain that'll be spreading across the Garden State through the morning rush hour today and probably into tonight. Tomorrow looks to be a great day. Our high temperatures today in the lower 60s, and we should be around 70 for tomorrow. Any more rain before we get to the weekend? Dan has more on that in minutes. That Pine Barrens fire is fully contained in Burlington County. After charring more than 800 acres, the Oswego Lake Recreational Area has reopened. There are no road closures expected today as the fire burns itself out. What kind of deal did Phil Murphy cut with the Public Employees Union who backed him for governor? He won't say. CWA union leaders have been boasting they got everything they wanted. No concessions, big raises, back pay for members, cheaper health care. But so far, Murphy won't say what the terms are that he gave the union or how much it will cost taxpayers. From letters to lawsuits, Governor Murphy's 100-day-old administration has taken action in opposition to the Trump administration in at least 30 different matters. Attorney General Gabeer Grewal says civil rights, immigration, environmental and consumer protections are under attack.
Unprecedented steps are being taken at the federal level, and I feel I need to stand in and fill that void where the federal government is not doing what it typically does.
Grewal didn't attach a cost to all these legal actions that have been taken, despite being pressed by senators Tuesday. He said it comes from existing resources in his department. Murphy's attorney general also says the decision on whether to legalize marijuana will be made by lawmakers and the governor. But pressed on the issue, he says he has concerns that there would be costs involved.
Attorney General Gabeer Grewal says recreational marijuana would pose challenges for detecting impaired people and testing drivers and even for drug dogs, but that law enforcement is getting prepared.
On top of all that, something that I find needs to be an important component of all of this is education about prevention to our youth.
Grewal says New Jersey has more than 400 drug recognition experts among its police officers, second only to California, and is training 80 more in anticipation of whatever bill might pass. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Another abandoned infant has been found dead in New Jersey, this time in an abandoned home in Trenton. Police say the baby appears to have been only days old. This is the second abandoned baby found in Trenton, the fourth in New Jersey this month. Investigators are still looking for the mother this morning. A chilling Facebook message posted before a van plowed into a crowded Toronto sidewalk is raising the possibility the suspect in the attack nursed grudges against women. It's brought back memories of the 1989 massacre of 14 women that remain one of Canada's most traumatic acts of violence.
There's no group that we're speaking to. What we are doing is collecting all of the information that we can find. It's an ongoing process, and we will, over the coming weeks, investigate all of those aspects.
Investigators say 25-year-old Alec Manassian has been charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of 10 pedestrians mowed down Monday by a rented van he sent careening along a mile of busy sidewalk. A West Orange police officer has been fired after sharing his fantasy about shooting people with a rifle from atop a tower. Michael Watts originally lost his job in 2013 after repeatedly speculating to fellow officers about what locations would be best to pick people off and saying he missed being behind the scope of a rifle. He battled for years to keep his job. He's now lost that fight. It is not clear if he's been allowed to keep his personal firearms. Yesterday's massive closure on Route 1 in South Brunswick caused by a man trying to cross the busy highway and getting hit by two tractor trailers. He was dead at the scene. There is no crosswalk where the man was trying to cross Route 1 northbound. Governor Murphy has signed a law strengthening equal pay protections for women and other marginalized groups who may be making less than their male counterparts.
The Diane Allen Equal Pay Act is New Jersey's version of federal legislation inspired by an Alabama woman who discovered she was being paid 40% less for doing the same exact job just as well as her male colleagues. Lily Ledbetter says she's proud of New Jersey's commitment to equal pay, plus protecting women's rights to discuss salary with coworkers.
That's what holds a lot of women and minorities back, is because we're in fear of losing our jobs. And when you work for a company that will not share information, you never know.
If an employee discovers wage discrimination, they'll be able to sue for up to 6 years of back pay. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's highest court is allowing some young sex offenders to be removed from the Megan's Law Registry. It was assumed once you were there for life. The justices ruled if you committed a sex crime as a youth and you don't commit another for 15 years, your name can be taken off. Who is New Jersey's most beloved governor and the most hated? Garden State residents have very strong opinions.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says a just-released survey finds
Tom Kaine stands out as the most admired governor in New Jersey. 45% have a favorable view of him. Just 12% have an unfavorable view.
Former Governor Brendan Byrne gets the second highest ranking, but at the other end of the spectrum,
there's no question about who's at the bottom of the pack right now. It's Chris Christie, the last governor.
The former governor with the second worst rating is John Corzine. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 512. You got a rainy ride to work and school this morning. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, then recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 514. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero is here. And Dan, it looks like we're going to need our rain gear today.
That's right. Umbrellas up, windshield wipers on. We do have some rain pushing through the Garden State, although This morning's forecast backs away from the idea of truly heavy rain, those torrential downpours that could cause flooding. The rain may be steady at times, and we are seeing some light to moderate stuff pushing through the state. Might get a little heavier over the next few hours. We'll start to dry out this afternoon. Still a few showers around, and thick clouds will last all day. High temperatures limited to the upper 50s to lower 60s. We're already in the 50s now, so thermometer's not going very far today. Final showers will exit the state tonight, and we'll see clearing skies just before daybreak tomorrow morning. Lows around 50. And tomorrow, we're back to nice weather. It'll be a mostly sunny, breezy, and warm day with highs in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. But then on Friday, we flip back to wet weather with light to moderate rain throughout the daytime hours. Highs in the lower 60s if we keep the clouds, mid-60s if we get a quick pop of sunshine. Weekend's looking good. I'm especially liking Saturday as we'll come close to 70 degrees across the state. New Jersey weather made possible by At Home Recreation, New Jersey's only We Own the Factory swimming pool store. Now offering their lowest preseason pricing, save $200 to $2,000 off New Jersey's market price. Plus, get a free automatic pool vacuum or stainless steel utility panel. Visit athomerecreation.com. New Jersey, First News Time, 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, we know why a Port Authority commissioner was forced out as video of her berating cops when her daughter was pulled over at a traffic stop surfaced. Karen Turner dropped F-bombs while officers calmly tried to get her to leave the scene. Governor Murphy won't say how much his sweetheart deal with the state workers union will cost taxpayers. The CWA has bragged they got everything they wanted. In sports, Sixers move on, closing out the Heat in Game 5. Jay Bruce with the 10th inning homer, lifting the Mets over the Cards. Yanks pummel the Twins, and the Phillies lose to Arizona. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Dominski and Doyle.
Talks about Jersey news. You guys are the best.
Actually, you guys are the best, because if it were not for the listeners calling in, that's what makes this thing work.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. It'll be a soggy bus stop for you, so an umbrella, raincoat, good ideas. We'll see steady rain through at least this morning. Drying out a little bit this afternoon, still a few showers and thick clouds. High temperatures on either side of 60 degrees this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 on a wet Wednesday morning. We are going to see heavier rain spread across parts of the Garden State today, and it'll be raining into tonight. And we probably will see some clearing overnight, and the rain moves out. Tomorrow is really going to be a nice day, but we might have one more bout of rain to get through before we start off a really nice weekend. We'll have more on that part of the forecast with Dan here in just a couple of minutes. A couple of former allies of former Governor Chris Christie have argued in federal appeals court their convictions in the George Washington Bridge lane closing scandal should be thrown out. Attorneys for Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly contend their actions in realigning traffic lanes in 2013 may have been ill-advised, but weren't illegal. They were convicted in 2016 of fraud and conspiracy for a plot to cause traffic jams to punish a mayor who wouldn't endorse Christie's reelection. The percentage of New Jersey's youth using e-cigarettes is more than double the percentage of those using traditional cigarettes. That's in the latest state figures. Vaping has practically taken over the tobacco conversation now in Jersey schools, which are attempting to debunk common myths and prevent a new generation of tobacco users.
Joan Stewart is advisor of the Peer Education Tobacco Club at Mahwah High School. She says there's a lot of misinformation to combat, students thinking they're just inhaling juice.
There are microparticles of heavy metals and poisons, you know, in the mist alone, and your lungs are not meant to inhale heated liquid.
Judy Lobianco, supervisor of health and physical education for Livingston Public Schools, says lessons around vaping need to embed skills as well, like the ability to deny peer pressure.
It's an art to be able to say the word no to somebody.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Another federal prison inmate serving a sentence for trafficking in child pornography has admitted to possessing child sex abuse images and videos inside the prison at Fort Dix. 47-year-old Brian McKay made the admission in court Tuesday, faces another decade in prison for it. Prosecutors say McKay was among several Fort Dix inmates who used contraband cell phones and removable storage cards to share child porn. A wet weather run-up to the spring season unfortunately makes it easier for the mosquito to proliferate in New Jersey.
Joseph Conlon of the American Mosquito Control Association in Mount Laurel says...
Rain, temperature, humidity. Mosquitoes like all three of those.
For the Garden State, the Asian tiger mosquito is our number one nemesis. Conlon says removing standing water from objects around the outside will deter the bug.
It's the containers that you have, the toys outside that gather water, plants that have a dish underneath them.
Even corrugated rain downspouts on your house to keep them as clear and clean as possible. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 526. It is going to be a rainy day today, great day tomorrow. And then what about the weekend? Dan will have more on the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, wait till you hear what a former Port Authority commissioner had to say to police after they pulled over her daughter. We'll have business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
What do I listen to? Always 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news this morning, Asian shares are dipping, mirroring the sell-off on Wall Street triggered by worries over slowing growth and falling profits. Japan's benchmark was off, as was Hong Kong. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow finished with a loss of 424 points. That's 1.7%, and will open this morning at 24,024. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.